Welcome to the Hall of Mirrors. You've made a wise choice at the carnival tonight. One that you hopefully won't regret. I want you to make your way down the hall slowly. Listen to my voice. Try and find me before I find you.
Oh. That's okay. Don't be scared. I can't trust that you won't run, so we locked the door behind you. You're bolted in here. And the only way out is if you can make it past me. I don't know how successful you'll be, though. I have a few things to my advantage. They'll reveal themselves in time. But right now, enjoy the sounds. Enjoy the sights. As I'm sure you've already noticed, the mirrors are around you, depicting images of beautiful women. Beautiful naked women. See that one over there? Her breasts heaving, her mouth open. She wants you. These images, they're meant to entice and delight you, making the ending to this that much more bittersweet. You see, all good things must come to an end. Even such a precious human life like yours. But not to worry. I chose you for a reason. I chose you for your strength, for your stamina, for the way you make such sounds. And I'm gonna make you make them for me. I am. You know, I've been following you for quite some time, lurking in the shadows. Did you feel me over your shoulder? Did you feel me watching you? Did you feel me with you when you jerked off, feeling like a pair of eyes were scanning your naked body? Something floating over you. You felt my breath, didn't you? You liked it. You were intrigued and a little scared, and you didn't want to tell anyone. Well, I want to tell you that you were right. You were right all along. I was there, just like I'm here right. I was watching you. I was there watching you. Just like I am right now. I've been noticing you. I've been following you around, looking for the perfect opportunity. That's why I had to think. I wanted to get you alone. I know you like being scared, so this carnival was the perfect, perfect scenario. I knew you'd come to me. You can't help but be drawn in, can you? You like being scared. You like me. If you don't, you soon will, because I can make you. I wanted some time alone with you to explain. Explain your fate. The human life is so precious. You might as well spend this last portion surrounded by your fantasies before it ends. Don't worry, it won't hurt too much. And then you get to be with me. Look to your left. Notice that beautiful woman staring at you. She's naked. And she's touching herself. She knows you want her. She likes you. I like you too. Look how hard you are. Confused and aroused and scared. Sweet little thing. Don't be too scared. I won't make it that bad for you. Not unless you struggle. So calm down this hall. Keep looking to these women. Notice them. That one. Look at her bent over, begging you to fuck her. She wants it so bad, doesn't she? Listen to her mouth. Listen to her back. Are you going to take off your pants and touch yourself? I don't mind. In fact, you know I enjoy watching, so please be my guest. You're probably confused. I would be too. Don't worry, it'll all reveal itself in time when you get closer to me. These women, this is all what's been in your head the whole time. Your fantasies, what you look at, images from porn. I know what you like, so I'm presenting them all to you right now. Let's call this a gift. A gift for you. A token of my appreciation. Of your life and what you're going to be giving up for me. They're just holograms, but they look so lifelike. And the desire is real. They want you. They want your cock. They want your cum. They want. Your blood pumping inside of them deep. And hard.
Oh yeah.
Oh, now you're talking to me. Sure, go ahead. ask me some questions. I'm sure you have them. I can see inside your head anyway, but feel free if it makes you feel better. Who am I? Oh, darling. I am old. I look so young. I'm not quite alive, but I'm not dead either. And soon you'll be just like me. Just like me. My lover forever. You and I will take on the world. We will fuck. And we will love. And we will find other people to be like us.
That's right. I am a vampire.
Oh, you can't escape even if you wanted to. I'm your strength times 100. I might not look like much, but don't try me. You got it? You don't want to see me mad, do you? Why, mirrors? You know, that old superstition about vampires is incorrect. If I wanted to reveal myself to you right now, I would surround you completely. You wouldn't be able to tell which one was me. That's shocking, isn't it? And you're just as stiff as ever. I think you like that idea. You know what they say about us, don't you? Sexually alluring. More beautiful than a human. You'll be unable to resist when you see me. I guess I've teased you long enough. Here. Look. That's right. Look at my body. My tight corset. My breasts heaving at the top. My pale milky skin. Come to me. My lips are so full and red. My hair, beautiful. Soft. Oh, you want to touch it? Do you want to feel it down your body? Tickling your skin before I put my mouth on your cock. I know you do. And I can fuck you better than any human ever has. If you just knew what my pussy felt like, you would not struggle. Not one bit. Walk toward the end of the hall. See me surrounding you. That's right. Closer. 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 Closer toward the end of your human life. Come to me. Come to me. Come to me. Good. Look into my eyes. You are going to do exactly as I say. You can't help it. My eyes are hypnotic. And you want to please me. Kneel. So. I'm gonna lift my skirt a little bit. Show you a bit of myself. You are not to do anything. See see what's going to be yours for eternity. You see my pussy? It's fucking perfect, isn't it? The stuff out of your dreams. The way it looks. The way it smells.
You will delight in pleasuring me.
You will lick me until I tell you to stop. And you will fuck me with the strength of another vampire. Stand. Now. You like my hand on your cock? Good. I want you to fuck me. It'll make the pleasure better for you, and it will make the pain slightly less.
Sit.
There. Good. Lower myself down and... as you can tell, you can't move. You are going to give me your seed. You are. We're gonna try something. Something that I don't usually do. But you.
You are special.
So I'm going to take your seed. Then I'm going to turn you. And in that transformation, while you're coming, we
are going to try and make a child.
A child of love. A child to be with us for all eternity. While you roll beside me. I'll walk the streets alone at night. Find more. Fight.
Feast and fuck.
You and I.
Forever.
Don't fight it. Give me your cum. Give it to me. Now. 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 Oh, you feel weak. Don't worry. I need to drink more of you. That's it. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Open your mouth. Drink my blood. Open wide. Do as I say.
Do as I say.
Good. Oh, your cock feels so good still. Even as it's starting to soften. I can feel it now. Your body feels it too, doesn't it? I have a bit of you, now you have a bit of me inside you too. Forever linked. Forever. My lover. We will have so much fun together. You and me. Forever. You can feel feel it, can't you? Good. You're gonna be exhausted. So just lie there and rest for a while. Then when you wake, come and find me.